We are having a tremendous Friday. What's going on? Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. I'm live in Southern California, and we are in the Quicken Loans studios. Quicken Loans applies simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Great day because, like I said, we're going back to back to back. We had Astros general manager and president of baseball ops, Jeff Luhnow. We had NFL Hall of Famer and NFL Network analyst, Kurt Warner. And now we talk Oakland A's baseball. The A's are having a tremendous season. We are joined right now by their manager. He is in his eighth season with the A's, an AL Manager of the Year, an NL Manager of the Year, one of six managers in the history of the sport to win Manager of the Year in both leagues. Oakland is in second in the AL West. They're currently holding on to the wild card spot. They're hosting Texas tonight, 10:05 p.m. Eastern. We are joined once again by A's manager, Bob Melvin. Bob, it is so good to have you back. Good morning. How are you?
Morning, Jim. I'm good. And yourself?
I'm doing great. Great to talk to you, Bob, always. Now, let me start right here. You beat the Yankees 8-2 on Wednesday night. You take that series against New York. But, Bob, that was the 20th straight day with a game and no break. So starting right there, how proud are you of the guys and the resilience that they were able to close out that series the way they did?
Yeah, very. I mean, that was a rough stretch. You know, you're talking about the middle of August and to get 20 games in a row. And then, you know, the competition we were playing, we had the Astros a couple times. We had Seattle for four games. We had the Yankees there at the end. So, you know, it was probably, looking at it, the toughest stretch we had this year. Guys came through it well. A lot of guys played every single day through it and didn't want a day off. So pretty rewarding to finish up as strong as we did.
Yeah, let me stay right there for a minute, because you have to play the games that are in front of you. I know you're not going to complain, but that's not just a matter of surviving that 20-game stretch. You played 600 baseball during that stretch. What's it say about the grit and the toughness of your team?
Well, you're exactly right. They probably get a little grittier as the season goes along. I mean, you know, we weren't in this position, certainly at the All-Star break, and then went on a run that the confidence just kept building and continues to. So this time of year where guys usually look like they're a little bit tired at times, and it's anything but with our group. You know, we do get a few off days here in the next 10 days or so, which should help us out some, but they've showed no sign of slowing down at all.
We are talking to A's manager Bob Melvin. You know, Bob, when you and I spoke in spring training, I got the sense that you knew that you had a group that could surprise some people and that started to turn at the end of last season. But what maybe have you learned about this team over the course of this season that maybe you didn't know back in spring training?
Well, they thought they were better than everybody else thought we were. And, you know, the one thing I really thought is we had a chance to get better as the season went along, and that's been the case. You know, some of the younger guys maturing even further and, you know, coming into their own is already, you know, a year into the big leagues as star players. Couple that with the front office, you know, reinforcing the bullpen and bringing important players into us, which always gives, you know, the rest of the group a great feeling that everybody's trying. And, you know, we're where we are right now, and with the upgrades in the bullpen, you know, if we have a lead later on in the game, we can be a pretty tough team to beat.
You know, it's amazing. When you look at the way, there have been so many injuries, and you don't need me to tell you that, but you've had your share of challenges within. For example, you used 9 pitchers on Saturday, 8 more on Tuesday, and you had relief pitcher Liam Hendricks start certain games. So how are you approaching this as a manager and using all those arms and mixing and matching?
Well, you know, when you get to September, you know you can have as many guys as you want, up to 40. So, you know, we knew with the injuries to the starting pitchers that we were trying to shorten the games. Now, we've had a pretty good run with some of our starters who have done a nice job for us, but now we're trying to, you know, augment that with the opener with Hendricks has done that a couple times, and just trying to do the best we can with every particular game. So, you know, it's kind of new to us. The first time it didn't work out so great. The second time, I think everybody was a little bit more acclimated to it, and we did some things a little bit differently. But we're just trying to run the best lineup out there and best pitching complement every game. And like I said, if we get deeper into the game and we have a lead, you know, we definitely have the reinforcements at the back end of the bullpen, which is the strength of our team.
You know, listen, I mean, philosophically, a lot of this is because of the result of injuries and not necessarily by choice, but it's also the way a lot of managers are approaching pressure games and postseason games. So how much has the use of bullpen evolved over the years, and especially in recent years?
It's come full circle. I mean, it's amazing how, you know, typically, what, 4 or 5 years ago, is recent as that, you know, you're looking for your starters to get the top guys, 7-8 innings to give your bullpen a little bit of a rest, that typically you only have a couple guys at the back end that finish games for you. And now it seems like if you have a starter out there in the sixth inning, he's done more than his job. So, you know, we look at it as if we can get five out of our starter, he can go out there for the sixth. Boy, we're in pretty good shape the way things have turned out for us.
We're talking to Bob Melvin. You know, we talked about the pitching, but you look at a guy like Chris Davis, and he's currently leading the majors, Bob, in home runs. He's second in the American League in RBI, yet he does not get a lot of national attention. Why do you think that is?
You know, he's just one of those guys that doesn't want a whole lot of attention. And, you know, maybe the fact that we're on the West Coast and our games are a little bit later, but he's fine with it. I mean, he's really the last guy that wants a spotlight on him. He just wants to be there for his team and play every day and contribute for his guys. So, you know, there's certain guys that are out there looking for the spotlight. He is not one of those guys, but the production and his numbers would suggest he should be one of those guys. And you know, as far as him within our group, we know how important he is to us.
Yeah, right. I was going to say, he may not want this attention, but I got to give it to him for a minute. I mean, when you put up the power numbers that he's putting up in an A's uniform, you're going to get mentioned with some pretty big names in baseball history. Now he's in the record books with Mark McGwire and Jimmy Fox, and he's getting mentioned as an MVP candidate. And you just touched on it. The guys who need to know. What does he mean to your team?
He's that guy in the middle of the lineup that's there every day that hits 40 home runs, knocks in 100 runs. And when you have one of those guys, it just makes everybody better. I mean, you look at the history of this organization. We have a history of power hitters in this organization. And he and Jimmy Fox are the only guys that have hit 40 home runs 3 years in a row. He's as consistent as you could be as far as the power goes. Our ballpark is not conducive to home runs, especially at night, and he continues to perform in the fashion that he has, and like I said, with consistency that's unmatched.
A's manager Bob Melvin joining us for a few more moments. So you and I have hit on starting pitching. We've hit on the bullpen, the bats, but also you've made a big improvement defensively up the middle, shortstop, second base. I mean, not necessarily an area, Bob, that fans really think about, but how big of a difference does that make?
It's night and day for us because that hasn't been the case in previous years here. And really, when Matt Olson and Matt Chapman came up last year and did their thing on the corners, we started to turn. And, you know, we get consistent performances from Marcus Semien and Jed Lowrie in the middle of the diamond. And then you get, you know, off the charts defensive metrics from our corner guys, which just, you know, turned us into it was a bad defensive team for the last 3 years to one of the better defensive teams, especially in the infield. And can't say enough about the hard work that guys like Jed and Marcus put in, and then bringing in, like I said, the talent on the corners. The guys on the corners are gold glove guys waiting to happen. So our defense has completely taken a 180 this year compared to the last couple years.
Let me just take one step back before we go. I mean, the fact of the matter is this has not been easy. It's been a challenging year. There have been so many injuries. There were so many points, it seems to me, during the season where it might have been easy to fold and say, hey, we're ahead of schedule. 2019 was supposed to be our year. Maybe it's just not meant to be right now. But you never gave into that. You never allowed that. How do you explain that this team is just grinding the way it has and that you are where you are late in the year despite all those injuries?
Yeah, just a lot of belief in themselves and, you know, a good mix of guys. You know, everybody thinks we're young, but, you know, with the additions in the bullpen and, you know, guys like KD and Jed and Steven Piscotty's been absolutely terrific for us in the outfield. And then you bring in the younger guys that came up in our system, the Chad Pinders and the Matt Olsons and the Matt Chapmans and these guys. And you know, so it's a great mix of veteran guys and younger guys that really want to be Oakland A's that came up in our system. So, you know, it's a group that just keeps fighting, and no matter how many injuries we have, we don't use that as an excuse. And the bottom line is they expect to go out there and win when we take the field every night.
It's such an easy group to pull for when you consider the way they handle their business and what they've been through. Second in the AL West, currently holding on to that wild card spot, and you've got Texas at Oakland this evening. Their manager, Bob Melvin, my guest. Bob, I appreciate you so much. Great to have you back on the show. I always look forward to the conversation, and really good to get caught up.
Thanks, Jim. Always a pleasure. Anytime.
You too, Bob. Appreciate it very much. Thank you. Love the A's. 8 years in, he's an American League Manager of the Year. He's a National League Manager of the Year. One of only six managers to pull that off. And they're in second in the West. They're holding on to that wild card spot. And they play the right way. I love these guys. Big shout out to my man, Fernando Alcala. If I'm not mistaken, he's a gaucho. Hey, Fernando, good looking out. Thank you very much for making that happen. The A's are a great jungle team. I don't root. I don't have a dog in any fight. I only root for something to talk about. Man, they've got karma now. They've got karma, both in the way they play, how they carry themselves on the field, off the field. Awesome team to deal with. Great team to work with. There's a lot of that right now in Major League Baseball. The Rockies, D-backs, Dodgers, A's. Angels have had kind of a tough year, but they're great to deal with. A lot of Major League Baseball teams understand the importance of the jungle karma. They know it exists. All right, so I mentioned we were going to go back to back to back. Three great interviews to start off a Friday. So we're wide open right now. Some of you tune in because you want to hear the interviews. You want to hear big names. You want to get a smart interview. Some of you tune in because you want to hear me get off. Some of you tune in because you want to hear yourselves. We are now open the rest of the way. It's a Friday. Coming up in hour number three, the week that was, the ATP. And yes, it's finally going to happen. I'm appearing on Woodscopes this evening. Hawk is still wearing his Colorado Rockies hat. Go ahead, Adam. Put on the phones. Put on the cans over your hat, if that works. So, bro, for those who don't know why you're doing that, you're a diehard, die-in-the-wool Seattle Mariners fan. I understand where that might be old. I understand where you might hate those guys. But, dude, the Rockies hat, what's that all about?
Well, I love the Rockies because of Kyle Freeland, good friend of mine, shouted me out on the show yesterday.
Wait, what? Did you say good friend of yours?
We're good friends now, yeah.
Bro, you never even heard of him before yesterday, before you picked up the phone.
Yeah, but now I have, and now I wear his hat because of Kyle Freeland. It's a Freeland Friday for me. And if anyone doesn't like that I'm wearing this hat, then just imagine that the CR stands for control room and that I'm wearing a control room hat instead of a Rockies hat.
Dude, how do I put this? I'm going to be very careful how I say this. You are corny as hell. Control room. You're rocking a control room lid.
That's what the CR stands for. Because really, this is a Kyle Freeland hat to me.
Uh-huh.
And I'm pulling for the Rockies to go all the way to the championship.
You know, it's pretty amazing because the Rocky fans, normally they would say, what about us? Give us some run. Give us some love. Why aren't you talking about us? But that's not what they're saying about you, Hawk. They want you to take that hat off immediately. They're worried about the negative effect.
Yeah, they're very upset about it.
The boomerang effect.
Yeah, very upset. And I frankly don't give a damn. And I will continue to wear this hat as long as me and Kyle Freeland are still buddies, which is going to be for life.
Cocky much. Dude, he doesn't know you exist. Like somebody fed him a line. He got on the show yesterday. I had never spoken to him. He had never been here. And what he said was, is Hawk going to yell at me? He doesn't know you exist. He doesn't even know who you are.
Good friends. Follow each other on Twitter.
You sliding into his DMs?
Not yet.
I wouldn't.
I respect it. Yep. I won't. I respect that. But I'll probably, send him a picture of the hat today and say good luck this weekend with the big series.
I can assure you that if you do, he will not respond. I don't even know him that well.
Is that a challenge?
But, no, dude. Why would I challenge you to do anything other than your job once in a while? Hey, do what you got to do. I'm trying to set it up so you're not let down when your idol does not respond. Your hero, your quote friend.
We'll see.
But way to represent the quote control room with that hat. Well done.
Thank you, Jim.
All right, good. Thank you for nothing. As an example, at Case Colorado tweets, I assume the karma works in reverse with Hawk sporting our lid. Thanks for ruining our season, Sparrow. Jim, can you put on the hat and save us? You want me to wear something the Hawk's already worn? No, I'm not going to wear his control room hat. Control room. Hawk's also wearing a Tiger Woods shirt today, a day after Tiger dropped 62. Of course, he bogeyed 18 to shoot even on the day. Dude, Hawk is the cooler, man. Hawk is the cooler.
Tiger!
If you ever see Hawk in a casino and you're running well at a blackjack table and he sits down, get the hell out. This guy's the ultimate cooler. Great, Rome. Then why'd you let him in your house to work on your show? And believe me, I've asked myself that same question every single day since he walked through that door.
Oh.
Normally, Rockies fans want more love. They want more run. They want me talking about their team. Never mind that I do. Man, I love them too. Why do I love these teams? Man, because they're good. They're good. I like the way they play. I like the way they carry themselves. And I like doing business with them. They make their guys available. It's not that hard. Let me just say this to any team listening or any agent or marketing person. Put your player on this show. We do smart interviews. We are well-researched, well-prepped. I will put them in good spots. They may have to answer a tough question or two, but it's fair. It's always fair. Smart teams understand this. Dumb teams think, oh, no, we're not doing that show. We're not doing that show. We're not talking to that guy. Yeah, I wouldn't want to talk to me either. Not unless you want a smart interview and you want your guy to look good. Why are you going to look good? Because we take it seriously and we prepare. All right, open phones. I need to explain what the Wood Scopes is and why I'm doing this. And I will do that. I want to talk more about the Atlanta Falcons. Same as they ever were, only worse. You saw that game last night. It was unwatchable. To me, the NFL season did not get underway last night. I'm going to pretend that never happened. Didn't happen. It gets underway this weekend. Actually, a pretty good fighting weekend. Fight night, combat sports, boxing, MMA, UFC 228. I want to hit that. AJ McCarron. AJ McCarron keeping it real and saying, hey, God forbid something happens and I got to go in that game. I mean, I will if they need me, but God forbid that that happens. What he's saying is he got to the Raiders late. He's got to learn a whole new offense. He doesn't really know it yet. Quote, God forbid. Honk Nation, man, you were feeling it yesterday. You're like, man, our dude, 59. You're all about that. Hashtag 59. Figured out his flat stick. It's all good. No, he hasn't. No, he didn't. I'm not here to hate either. In fact, I couldn't wait to get on and talk about how, all right, now it's go time officially. Tiger's going on and on about how this is the best year he's had in a long time. We'll finish what you started. 62. Finish it this weekend. Today was not as good as yesterday. And if you want to talk about the real loser from last night, it was not Matty Ice. It was not Cutty Sark. It was not everybody who had to endure that game. The real loser, believe it or not, from last night, it wasn't even the Falcons' red zone offense. The real loser from last night may have been the official blue check mark Twitter account of the Redskins. You want to talk corny? They may have been the big losers from last night. Now you're caught up. Get on the phone. Phone lines are wide open. Use the number. Toll free. 1-800-636-8686. Fellas, never a good look when you untuck a long, bulky dress shirt. You may think that it makes you look casual, but more than likely, it makes you look sloppy. That's why untuck it. Make shirts specifically designed to be worn untucked. A casual shirt that's not too long, it's not too short, it's just right. Shirts designed so well that GQ calls them, quote, perfection. Untucked shirts are a go-to for any occasion, from casual to dressy. And not only do they look good, they feel great. Impeccable craftsmanship and attention to detail makes Untucked the only choice for your untucked shirt. With more than 50 sizing options, every guy can find the perfect shirt. Just log on to untuckit.com and check out all the new fall arrivals. Use the promo code Rome. Promo code Rome 20. Get 20% off your entire first-time purchase. You can also visit Untuckit at one of their over 35 retail locations across the country. Stop hiding your shirt with your pants and your pants with your shirt. Untuckit.com, your solution to perfecting casual. Use the promo code Rome20 for 20% off. Rome20 is the promo code. Untuckit.com.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
I just retweeted a hawk tweet, and it's not because it's a good tweet. Quote, shout out to my new bud at K-Free 21. Hawk, he's going to block you. He's going to get you thrown off Twitter. Man, stop stalking the guy. He's one of the best young pitchers in Major League Baseball. He came on and crushed his jungle debut. You might not know too much about Radio Hawk, but the way we do this, we try and set up, establish relationships so we have them. This guy's going to play in the major leagues a long, long time and kill it a long, long time. Do not kill a new relationship that we've worked hard for. eBay has everything you need to do football season your way. Are you watching the game at home? Nothing says Sunday football like a crock pot full of your semi-famous turkey chili. Are you tailgating? Keep those drinks extra cold in a new ice blue Yeti cooler. Are you in the stands? Then rep your ride or die team with jerseys, hats, and more. No matter where you're watching, never miss a play because your new Roku Express has caught everything for you. Visit eBay. Feel like you scored a TD without ever picking up a ball. Game day happening on eBay. All right, time now for me to shout out and acknowledge the clones. There is no show. There is no jungle without the clones. There is no show the way you know this show without the culture within the program. The clones, the listeners, they're different. Right, now, this is Inside Jungle. Some of you might be watching on CBS Sports Network and don't really know the culture of the program or the listeners, the callers, the clones, the JTP. A lot of this is inside. So let me take a minute and lay it out so you understand exactly what we're talking about here. Over Labor Day weekend, I received a nine-minute video, that I simply can't ignore, no matter how badly I wanted to. And I tried to, believe me. Let's just say that I did not click on this thing right when I got it. Not the first day, not the second day, not the third day. And I finally did get around to it. And I'll get back to it in 1 minute. But let me explain something about this show right now that you're listening to right now. The Jungle is a different show. The Jungle is a unique show for a lot of different reasons. And that's by design. I've always tried to bring something different to the space since I started. It's always been my goal to be different. That's what I figured out early on. You know, why you? How are you going to get on the radio? Why would anybody give you a show? How are you going to do this? Be different. Do something that had not been done before. Come at it a different way. Now, I'm not the only one or thing that is unique about this show. I'm not the only one or thing that makes the Jungle unique. And whether you're a clone or not, whether you're proud to call yourself that, or you hate anybody who goes with that gloss, there's no denying the clones. There's no denying their impact, not only on this show, but really on the genre. I mean, for better or worse, the clones do have a massive interactive presence on this show. And again, some of you love that and some of you hate that. But all of you have to know the clones do have legitimate real estate here. Now, you've heard me mention the show within the show. And what I'm referring to is the show that's popping off on Twitter while I do the show, the simulcast. Because every single day for 3 hours, clones from coast to coast and in Canada will tweet this show relentlessly. Look at TweetDeck. Even if it doesn't get read on the air, it's being read by each other because they all follow each other. So they might not get the big audience if they don't make it to air, but they still have an audience, each other. And what I'm telling you is, I don't think any other show has that going on while they're on the air. So, these clones are getting to know each other. They're communicating with each other. They're meeting up. And then on top of that, they're hosting podcasts. They're throwing tailgates. They're going to smack off watch parties. They're getting tatted together. And it's because of the show, and they're connecting because of the show, and they're connecting on social. And the dude getting the most attention right now is a cat from Wisco named 12wood. No disrespect, Stucknut. Nut got here first. Nut's the Jungle historian. You'll always be the OG, Steve. You know that. But for the past year or so, 12wood has been hosting a Periscope show where he sticks his gigantic head in front of his live streaming camera. And he calls other clones on speakerphone, and he talks to them and about the show. In other words, they're all congregating and celebrating the show. And they do this every Friday night for 3 hours. And people do watch, and they comment. Now, before you kill this dude for being some loser without a life, trust me when I tell you, he has booked his ass off. And this thing does have production value. This guy's come up and turned guests like Jeff Perlman, Rich Ackerman, Jay Stu, Yogi Roth, Ben Gulliver, Ben Mesrick, Cruz Pedregon. I mean, lots and lots of legitimate guests, legitimate radio guests or TV guests, and he's done it for his show. And for months, he's been coming after me in a good way, but he's been relentless. You even hear callers calling this show and say, "War the Woodscopes," or they tag their email with that. It's because 12wood, the host of that show, is telling them to do it. And they do. And to me, it's as impressive as it is annoying. But I respect it. He's working an angle. I know what it's like to chase guests, especially on the way up. He's working a hustle. He's working his angle. Which brings me back to that nine-minute video, which I did my best not to watch. 9 minutes of my life that I'll never get back. 15 different clones, all on tape, all shouting out to me to do the Woodscopes tonight. These guys were not saying, "Hey, Rome, can you just do this?" They were saying, Rome, can you just do it? And can you do it this Friday? It's like a montage of desperate begging. They all rambled on. Nobody kept it tight. It wasn't fast moving. There's some weird subplot storyline in it that makes no sense whatsoever. It's utterly pointless. But then again, you can't knock the hustle. The kid's working it. I respect it. Because I did the same thing on the way up when I was running down big name guests. Now, I didn't send those guests 9-minute begging videos. And there's no way I can run the entire thing right here. I could barely watch the entire thing in the privacy of my own home. But there are parts of it that are better than other parts of it. Parts of it that are actually good. So I'm not going to subject you to the same 9 minutes that I was subjected to, but I will cut this thing down. This is the 9-minute video in part where they shout out to me to get me to do this guy's show once and for all.
Hey, what's up, Jimmy? Lef here. Dude, you got to get on the Wood Scopes on 9/7. It's going to be so good for your brand. Listen, I get it. You're on CBS Sports Network. Perfect HD quality every day. But dude, this is Periscope. Standard definition, things pausing and buffering the whole time. And yeah, so what? You're on satellite radio and you sound perfect every single day. But dude, this is the Wood Scopes. It's completely inaudible. The host is ill-prepared and staggers through all of his questions. Dude, so what? You've interviewed like Aaron Rodgers and Bob Costas on your podcast. Dude, he's interviewed Aaron Slam in the Nooch. I mean, dude, you got to get on this show. 25 unique viewers guaranteed. It's going to be great for your brand, Romy. Don't do it.
Mr. Jimmy Rome, it's Tyler in Edmonton here. I hope you do not mind the hot tub. I had to get into full brand mode for this video. This is a request for me and the guys more than this for 12 Wood. You see, 12 Wood's always bombarding us with his ideas, and he wants us to promote the show and War of the Wood Scopes. Like, the guy is just a sales machine. And I kind of respect it, but at this point, we need a little bit of help from you, Rome. Go on the show for like 30 seconds, just be like, yo, what's up, 12 Wood? Rack me, I'm out. Or go on there and be like, wow, this show is like the dumbest thing I've seen since a guy showed up to a party with a in sweatpants. You give him a little boost, get him off our ass to promote a show and to make videos like this one. And then we could all go on with our day. And then, you know, one day you'll go on there, you'll do your 20-minute interview, and 12 Wood will ride off into the sunset like he always wanted to.
What's going on, Jim? It's Rick in Buffalo. Kindly asking you to go on the Wood Scopes so this dude will finally shut up about it. We're all sick of his self-glossing and self-promotion. And who knows, maybe if you do the show, 12 Wood will magically disappear. And that way we all win. Thanks for your consideration, Jim. I'm out.
All you had to do was ask Rick to ask me, and the answer would have been yes. That was on video. If you're watching on CBS Sports Network, you saw the videos. They were great. Lef walking and doing what he did. Tyler from the hot tub and Rick in Buffalo saying, get him off our ass. Just do it, Rome. All telling me to do the same thing. Do it so 12 Wood will finally shut the hell up and stop bothering them to bother me. Thing is, it worked. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it tonight. That's right. I'm going on. I'm putting off that Friday night adult beverage. I'm delaying the weekend. I am going on a clone Periscope show. I'm not looking for any credit. I'm not looking for a pat on the back. I want to do it. And the reason I want to do it is because this guy earned it. The reason I want to do it also is so I'm never subjected to 9 minutes of video crap ever again. If you want to see me on the Wood Scopes tonight, I'm jumping on right when that thing starts up. 10:05 Eastern, 9:05 Central, 7:05 Pacific. If you have no idea what the hell Periscope is or how to watch, just go to Twitter, follow at 12 Wood, spell it out, T-W-E-L-V-E Wood, at 12 Wood. I'm sure this guy's going to be up promoting it every 2 seconds. I know he'll have a link up for a live stream. Follow him for all that information because I've already done enough for his brand. But it's free. It's live, 10:05 Eastern, 9:05 Central, 7:05 Pacific. You win, Wood. You win. I'm doing the show. Good job. Good effort. Looking forward to it. See you tonight on the Woodscopes. Pass it along. Push it through Twitter. Let everybody know. I'm showing up tonight. We're doing it. We're all going to hang out for a bit. 7:05 Pacific, 10:05 Eastern. Finally, it's going down. Let's get it. Time now for an update.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Sunday, CBS kicks off its Super Bowl season. J.J. Watt and the Texans tackle Brady and the Pats. Pittsburgh against Cleveland. Buffalo battles Baltimore. Cincy gets it on with the Colts. Chargers welcome KC. It all begins at 12 Eastern with the NFL Today, presented by Jeep. With JB, Phil, Coach, Nate, and Boomer, get ready for the wild ride to Super Bowl 53 on CBS. Tom in Toronto tweets, "What the F, Jim? You didn't include the nooch." You mean the nooch ripping hits off that gas mask bong? You mean that? That's why I didn't include the nooch. At Haunted 00 Horse, "That 9-minute video was awesome. Signed, please stay, LeBron." Stay, LeBron. We really
need you. No bigger market. This 9-minute video was bad. The clone video is bad, but not this bad. Nothing is this bad.
Yeah, I've said before, they dropped that piece of crap with the first time LeBron bounced. And if this guy had any idea, or if this guy was having any trouble whatsoever deciding, what do I do? What do I do? Do I stay? Do I go? Do I go to South Beach? Do I stay and finish where I started? How are they going to take it if I leave? What do I do? I don't know what to do. Hey, a king, this might help you make your decision. Watch this. Hold on, Alan. Stop. Hey, king, I know you're struggling with this. I know you don't want to leave. I know they've had your back. I know there's an amazing opportunity at South Beach should you decide to take your talents there. But if you're having trouble making up your mind, this might push you over the edge. Listen to this and then tell me what you think. Oh, hell no. Call Jim Gray. Let's do this thing.
And this fall, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach. And
I guarantee the second he heard that "Please Stay LeBron" video, he's like, oh, hell no. I'm out of here. We're going to South Beach. Romy, did Ira Craig appear in that montage to beg you for money? Rolling in Pittsburgh. No, he did appear in the montage. He appeared in the montage to instruct me that it was my duty to go on Woodscopes. Hey, Jim, word of advice. You need to bring your A game to Woodscopes tonight as you are slotted between Fred in Flagstaff and Buddy near Barstow, two fan favorites who always bring comedy gold with hilarious anecdotes about what happened at work earlier in the day. Signed, Denlasks, aspiring Woodscopes guest. Hey, I don't think he's slotting me in between anybody unless Fred and Flagstaff's going at 7:02 and Buddy near Barstow's going at, I don't know, 7:18. Rome, pretty incredible lineup for Woodscopes tonight. You, me. Now, that's an A-list crew if I've ever seen one. Matt in Vancouver. You're right, Matt. The problem for you, Matt, anybody will tell you in this business, you're only as good as your lead-in. You're only as good as your lead-in, and you got me leading into you, Matt. You're only as good as your lead-in. I'll be on the Woodscopes this evening. I want to reset last night's game, but before I do that, let me talk about the real loser from last night's miserable opener. Not Matty Ice, not Sark, not the Falcons' red zone offense, although each one of those dudes certainly did wear it and should. No, but to me, even worse than all that was the official blue check mark Twitter account of the Washington Redskins, because literally minutes into the 2018 football season, they've already locked up worst tweet of the entire football season when they let this scud drop to the ground at their feet. At Redskins tweets, "Hey, at Eagles and at Atlanta Falcons, we're ready to ruffle your feathers at FedEx Field this season. Hashtag HTTR, Redskins emoji. To that I say, shut it down!
Shut it down!
Let's go home!
Let's go!
Shut it down! Let's go home!
Shut it down! Let's go!
No, I mean, literally, shut that Twitter account down and send everybody who works in social media home. That is some kind of terrible tweet. Like Phil Mickelson beefing with Tiger Woods. Terrible. Like 45's kid accidentally full sending an X-rated DM, then hitting us all with, anyway, what's popping, Twitter? I mean, if that's the fire you've got, if that's the fire you've got for two of the best teams in the NFC, I don't even want to know what's on tap for the Cardinals on Sunday or the Colts next weekend or Green Bay after that. I don't want to know, but I can guess. Hey, Cardinals, get ready to be put in a birdcage this weekend. Hashtag HTTR, Redskins emoji. Hey, Colts, we're ready to put you back in the stable. Hashtag HTTR, Redskins emoji. Hey, Green Bay, pack your bags. The Redskins are sending you home with a loss. Get ready to have your feathers ruffled. Yeah, look, there are rules for social media that I live by, that I talk about. Do not tweet angry. Do not tweet drunk. Do not tweet at two of the best teams in the NFL if you haven't won a playoff game in over a decade. Take it from my man, Bodie. This Twitter game is hard, dog.
Man, I almost choked on my spit. That rapping game is hard, dog.
This Twitter game is hard, dog. Wow. Redskins official blue check Twitter feed. Do they play the Jags this year? Hey, Jaguars, get ready to be declawed. Hey, Jets, get ready to get stuck on the tarmac. Hey, Rams, we're going to turn you into goats. Hey, Jaguars, get your ass back to the kitty litter box. Come on, man. You want to talk about corny. Hey, at Eagles and at Atlanta Falcons, we're ready to ruffle your feathers. Damn, that's some fire. Shut it down. Let's go home. Literally.
Oh, shut it down. Let's go home.
1-800-636-8686. All right, we're setting up that third and final hour. And in that third and final hour, I tried to wait as long as I could without resetting last night's disaster, but we'll go there. We'll talk about the Atlanta Falcons. What happened? I mean, they had the entire offseason to look at what went wrong offensively and especially in the red zone, and nothing changed. If anything, they're worse. So is that about coaching? Is it about execution? Is it about both those things? Exactly what is it? We'll go back to last night's game. And Philadelphia, they're not going to give it back. They should, but they're not going to give it back. They'll take that win. They'll keep moving. Woodscopes tonight, 7:05, give or take a few minutes. Pacific time, 10 Eastern. Also, some good fights coming up. It's been a couple of pretty quiet months in the way of combat in the fight game. It's about to change. Connor, Khabib, less than a month away. Triple G, Canelo, next weekend. Tomorrow night, they're going to get it on both in the octagon and in the squared circle. I want to try and hit that next hour, too. 1-800-636-8686. A Rex in ABQ sighting. He's on hold. All right, stay on it. Stay with it. We're coming right back. Hour number three. Don't forget about that new podcast, which is going to drop on Monday. The RPO, Rome Price Opinion. Trevor Price was on yesterday. You got a taste of it. Look for it on Monday. Third hour's coming up next.